Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley D, exposing more of the propaganda. Hey, folks, you just heard the radio. You just heard what was going on during the commercials, right? Again, the conservatives parodying the CIA Mockingbird media, right? Today's conservatives, yesterday's liberals, they're good for nothing, Matthew 5:13. You know who they are, right? Isn't it interesting that they're highlighting the fact that it's 40 degrees warmer across the United States in many states than it ever has been? That's exactly right. But that's all you have to do is just like I continuously reiterate this point, Deuteronomy 28, verse 24, this is judgment. When you look up, that's all you have to do is to understand as to why it's getting warm or it's going to be or how it's going to be warmer the next day. Just look up. That's all you have to do is look at those airplanes spraying those chemicals out of the sides of the wings, okay, or to the back of the plane. It matters not. So all you have to do is whenever we see them, we know it's going to be warm the next day. And it is. It's 54 degrees in the state of Minnesota. It's all man-made. Okay? I wanted to show you something because I do a whole show on this, but I'm not going to do a whole show on this today. But I do want you to see this. Do you see this, friends, on social media platforms? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, subscribe to that page. And or BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of that page. If you'd like to call in and weigh in, you can do that as well. If you want to contend, you can do that as well. Jude 3 and 4. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Look at this. Global cooling. Back in December of 1973, they were promoting the Earth was over. It was freezing over, is what it was. And then in 1977, the same thing, the big freeze. 1977 of April, how to survive the coming ice age. Okay? And then you can see on the far right, December 1979, another propaganda hit piece by Time Magazine, which is a major propaganda outlet. It changed in 1987. It went from the big freeze to how to survive the coming ice age to the heat is on. April 2001, it shows an egg frying in a pan called global warming. Okay, this is all man-made, friends. Be worried, be very worried. This is in April of 2006. Shows a polar bear walking across ice that's melting. And then in 2007, again, global warming. So it shows you that they're just constantly flipping the narrative. Okay, and it is confusion, no question about it. Daniel 9:7, read it when you get a moment. Also understand in 2 Corinthians 11, it tells us that what? Confusion is not of the Lord. Confusion is not of the Lord, friends. It's all man-made nonsense. The best service you can do to yourself, especially if you call yourself a Christian, is obey the Lord and come out from among them and be separate. 2 Corinthians 6, starting in verse 14 to the end of the chapter, and or James 4, 4. You can also read Romans 12, 2, where we're not to be conformed to this world, but we're to be transformed by the renewing of our minds by the Word of God. Because when you do that, you can see this nonsense and this propaganda for exactly what it is. Propaganda. And that is, in fact, what you are dealing with 24/7. Folks, if you're afraid, keep in mind that's what they're driving. And the fear of man brings a snare, but the fear of the Lord, there's strong confidence to confront it. Okay? And I added the word confronted, but the Bible tells us in that same area in Proverbs 28, verse 1, it also talks about the righteous being bold as lions. Bold as lions, the word bold means forward to danger, Webster's 1828. Okay? So you can see it for what it is. I just wanted to counter this nonsense again because it's all fictitious. It's all fabricated. It's all contrived. It's all created out of thin air. I remember back in, I think it was 2011, I think that's an accurate guesstimation, when Pelosi and criminal foreigner sodomite Barack Hussein Obama were pushing the global warming narrative because they want to tax you to enslave you further is what this is. Remember what Thomas Jefferson said, the power to tax is the power to destroy. That's what they're trying to do. But going back to 2011, Pelosi was talking about how warming, how the earth was warming over. And if you remember right, the Lord did not leave himself without witness. He did not leave himself without a witness in any sense of the word. As a matter of fact, there was record snowfall shortly after she said that. I think it was within just a couple days after she had said that. And that's exactly right. The Lord will testify to their face, those that hate him. And he will not be slack to destroy them, neither. And he destroyed the narrative, friends, once again. But again, let me just highlight this before we go to the first break here. Global cooling was in 1973 to 1979. Global warming came about in 1987 to 2007. They've been pushing the narrative ever since. When we do this show, exposing global warming with criminal Al Gore, who makes his livings, his lavish livings off of lying to people and raising money to push this propaganda narrative again to further enslave the people on a worldwide basis. It's interesting. We do a whole show on him, friends. This has been going on for literally over 100 years in the United States of America. So this is nothing new as to what they're pushing. And again, if you want to see what's creating the warmer climate, that's all you have to do is look up and you will see clearly, friends, as to how they are warming things up. It's called geoengineering. We played, if you're the first time watcher here, we showed video after video after video of the mainstream media covering this. It's in the congressional record for your viewing. It's all there. So there's no hiding any of this. As a matter of fact, I don't think they're trying to hide it anymore, nor are they calling it conspiratorial in any sense of the word. Conspiracy theory anymore. In fact, it is conspiratorial. I'm sorry. Jeremiah 11:9. Read that when you get a moment as well. Now listen, folks, before we take our first break, I'm just going to pepper you today with things that are taking place across the boards. Right on the other side of this first break, I'm going to go over to Lord, he called himself Jacob Rothschild. Financier dies at age 87. Boy, this reminds me of Psalm 87. When you look for the wicked, they were no more. Well, guess what? Lord Jacob Rothschild just met his maker, didn't he? He just found out, Proverbs 11, friends, that riches profit not in the day of wrath. That's verse 4, 11, 4 of Proverbs. And he also found out that every knee shall bow, and they will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Jacob's past that, but now he is where he belongs, considering who his boss was while he was here. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every week at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747, and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
The Sons of Liberty Media.com, you're going to find 13 to 15 articles over there. One of them just happens to be criminal banker Jacob Rothschild goes to his maker at 87 years old. You know, it's interesting. These people, they sit there and play with their own eternity, their whole lives. And what is their objective? To steal, kill, and destroy, just like their fathers. And what you find is there's no truth in these devils. There really truly isn't. And what do? They want to control the lives of others, and people haven't taken the time to understand the people that want to control your lives, they can't even control their own lives. And that's what's bothersome about much of what we're highlighting on this show when it comes to the corrupt. Folks, if they were ruled by law, they wouldn't be doing the things that they're doing. But they're not ruled by law, okay? Because really, again, we judge them by their fruit, Matthew 7:16-20, and we see that they're lawless. They're workers of iniquity, lawlessness, right? Well, look at Lord Jacob Rothschild. Financier dies at age 87. Tell me it isn't so. Oh, no, do tell me it is so, friends, because again, I want to make sure people understand what Jesus said. What is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? You can, if he was here today to repent and do the things that he should have done when he had the time to do them, you can rest assured Lord Jacob Rothschild would have repented. Look in Luke 16. Remember the rich man that was in hell? And then once he got there, all of a sudden, he just wanted Father Abraham to go get a little water and dip his tongue, right? And then when the Lord said no to him on that, what did he say? He said, go warn my five brothers now. This place is what the Lord Jesus Christ said it really was. He didn't believe it in his lifetime, but when now he is in eternity forever paying for the consequence of his unrepented sin before God, now all of a sudden he wants the Lord to go warn his five brothers. And what did the Lord say to him? No, they have Moses and the prophets. If they hear not them, they're not going to listen to one that rose from the dead. That is the importance of preaching law to grace right there. Galatians 3:24. Also read Mark 10, starting in verse 17, in John 8, 1 through 11. And I know that the Lord has no pleasure in the death of the wicked, folks, but I'm telling you what, these men are evil to the core. They are possessed. They are the devil's minions incarnate. Okay, and it's not working out well for them. And I was just saying that the Lord has no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but you got to keep in mind that people that are in hell, friends, they're the ones that rejected the mercy of God. God didn't reject them. Put it into perspective, okay? And that is scriptural, every sense of the word, in every sense of the word. Riches profit not in the day of wrath. Proverbs 11:4. This reminds me of the Rockefellers, too, who most recently died. I think it was, a year ago? I think it was David Rockefeller that died. You know what? You can go ahead and keep your own soul alive for only so long before it's taken away. The Bible is clear when it says that no man is able to keep his own soul alive. And this ought to tear down a lot of the nonsense that's being thrown on the people. I thought from a lot of these wackos out there telling us how all-powerful these guys are, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, so on and so forth. You know, if it was true, some of the things that we've been told by the powers that are tolerated, that they can live forever, what happened to Mr. Rothschild here? What happened to the Rockefellers? What happened to the Bushes now that have gone over and cannot come back? I mean, folks, they're limited. They're men. It's just like this moon talk nonsense. They're limited. Folks, they can try to blow up in your minds that they are all powerful, but I'm here to tell you right now, they are not all powerful. Just ask Mr. Rothschild right now how that's working out for him. There's two men walking by a mansion, and one guy looked at the other guy and said, "Boy, oh boy, what a place. I wonder how much that cost him." The other man said to the man that made the statement, "I can tell you." "How so?" asked the man. He said, "It cost him his soul." That's right. That's right. Nobody preached against covetousness more than Jesus Christ himself did, friends. And I've said it before and I want to say it again. There is no luggage rack on top of a hearse. It really, truly is that simple. Let's go forward. Tell me it's not so. Here's some more of the propaganda that the mainstream media is not covering. They're suppressing. And look at this, folks. This is, again, the Daily Caller. Once upon a time, actor Chris Gauthier dies at 48 years old. Look at all these young actors dying. And isn't it interesting, a lot of them that are dying, they were the ones that were promoting the shot. Huh. What about this guy right here? This is Star Trek Discovery, and Captain Marvel star dead at 49 years old. 49 years old. Huh. I wonder what happened there. Here, I can tell you, and I'm going to pull this up for you in just a moment so you can see for yourself as to how he died. And guess what it all came down to? Once again, friends, it all came down to the fact that he had a blood shot. Okay, I'm sorry, not a blood clot. I'm thinking of somebody else here. But the fact of the matter is these guys are all falling by the wayside, and people are standing back saying, what's going on? He was 49 years old, folks. 49 years old. Another one gone. And And of course, look at the timing, because what's happening, friends, is a lot of these guys are dying because they failed to take heed to the warnings that the doctors were giving. And now, again, they're gone. They didn't want to listen. They didn't want to take heed to the warnings. So look what's taking place. Again, they're eating the fruit of their own ways. When the Lord says that the life is in the blood, stick to the plan, friends, because that's where the enemy wants to go. He wants to get to the blood. The life is in the blood, Leviticus 17:11. What does the enemy come to do? Steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10. What a better way than doing it by going straight for the bloodline. Just convince them that they need our remedy. Don't tell them we created the problem. Just tell them they need our remedy. That's the history of tyranny every step of the way. I wanted to show you this. This one, I got to tell you, folks, with all of what's going on concerning the sodomite agenda, it blows me away that these people are still trying to convince others that somehow or another that they are the victims. Look at this. Criminal legal parental advocates sound alarm on what they call blue state bill, doesn't constitutionally exist, allowing minors to consent to medical procedures. For a better way of saying it, folks, if you got your kid in a public school, don't sit there and try to justify it, because I see people try to justify it all day long. You can't justify it. If you want all this to stop, then get your kids out and train them up in the ways that they should go, so when they're old, they will not depart from them. It doesn't say anything about the Lord telling you to go ahead and drop them off at your sworn enemies to do for you what you're commanded by God to do. That is absolute nonsense every step of the way, and you know it's nonsense. Okay? Again, what are they doing? They're trying to allow minors to consent to medical procedures. They're brainwashing them in public schools. And then if they even suggest to one of the reporters, probably the nurse or a counselor in the school, once they say, you know what, I want to go ahead and do that, guess what they do? They report it to the state. And if the parents don't go along with it, then they come in and steal the child. That is an advocation and a provocation for war. But this is what they're doing. Another sign of judgment. P.S. To show you again that they don't have the shield. In fact, they have the spear. They're the perpetuators of the crime. Since this whole sodomite agenda came out, the first thing they did was try to sell to the people that they're the victims. No, the only thing that they're the victims of are the laws that they are violating and transgressing, namely God's laws. Leviticus 18:22 and 20:13. You can go all the way to Jude 1:7. If you get a moment, Sodom and Gomorrah was set forth as an example to them that should afterwards live ungodly. The Lord is not slack to repent. Pay them to their face that hate him. And it's a better way of saying this, folks, is he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. This is the sodomite agenda. They are not the victims. They are an abomination. They're choosing to live an abominable lifestyle. And folks, I'll tell you what you're doing is you're teeing it up. Your apathy towards these people that mean to make a prey of your children, and you're seeing this across the country, as a matter of fact, across the planet. Isn't it interesting how you're seeing them continuously make a prey for your child. And the governors are now helping them. And we see this across the world as well. I want to bring you over to Warsaw, Poland really quick so you can see how sick in the mind these abominations are. And you'll understand why there is a Sodom and Gomorrah. God is not going to put up with what you put up with, friends. I'm going to come right back on the other side, and I'm going to show you a bunch of sodomites, whatever they want to call themselves, trannies, whatever. We're not pretending with them. We're just here to show you their abominations and how far and how willing they are to go ahead and reveal themselves to you is what the law does. And that's why we're holding to the law, Romans 3:20. And I'm going to show you in just a moment again what's happening overseas, how they're attacking the church. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. President Joe Biden calling a meeting with the top four congressional leaders at the White House on Tuesday to push them on passing an emergency aid package for Ukraine and Israel, as well as stop a government shutdown next month. The president hoping to discuss the urgency of passing the aid package, as well as the legislation to keep the government operating at least through the end of September. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, in an interview with CNN, said he did ask President Biden to help him and help the Ukrainian people, saying, please have one meeting with each other, Democrats and Republicans, and please, can you have a deal? AT&T says it will give customers affected by last week's cell phone outage a $5 credit on their account for the several hours that they were without service. Corey Myers, USA News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Again, at the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. So let me go back, and I could spend the whole show just highlighting this, and I don't need to do that. You know that there's something called a homosexual manifesto, which was brought into the congressional record back of February of 1987, and everything that you're seeing across the earth, friends, is exactly what it all forecasted. And they want to call it a satire. It is not a satire. It's exactly what they're doing. They're attacking anybody and everybody, just like Genesis 18 and 19, folks, and Sodom and Gomorrah. They do their best to attack anybody that opposes their abominable lifestyle. Don't you take your counsel from fear, the fear of man? You fear God. You confront these lawless criminals, because that's exactly what they are. They're at war with God himself, and it's a war that they're not going to win. Now, to further solidify that, again, I could spend the whole hour on this, but you need to understand that they are not the victims. They are the perpetrators of the crime. That's why I said they do not have the shield. They have the spear. Okay. Look to Boy Scouts. Look to the Cub Scouts. Look to big brothers and sisters, look to the Catholic Church, look to the evangelical church, because they're not innocent when it comes to crimes committed against children. It's that whole hippie generation that decided to leave off the natural use for the woman and the natural use for the man to now begin to make a prey for children. Okay? And for those that didn't know, the Pope is actually advocating for all of what's going on now. And if you haven't figured out that he's a political pawn by now, I can't help you. Read 1 Kings 13:33. But I also want to point my finger back at Jesus Christ. He's the mediator, 1 Timothy 2:5. No man is. Mary's not the mediator. Jesus Christ is the mediator. There's only one name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus Christ. Okay, not you just creating idols as you go along. I mean, some of this nonsense that I see online, friends, people praying to saints, people praying to Mary, people praying to the Pope, people praying to angels. It's like, okay, you better read your Bibles, folks. This is how it all starts. This is not good. That's all man-made nonsense. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. His name is Jesus. So what happens when you allow the things to take place that are taking place today on, again, a worldwide basis when it comes to the sodomite agenda? I want to show you again, friends, who's perpetrating the crimes. And you know what their end aim is? Children, right? Check this out. This is in Warsaw. They're barking at those that are standing up for the children. This is what the people are advocating for by rolling over in the face of this. A bunch of sick kids trying to bark down, no joke, to bark down those that are standing up for children. It's that sick. It's truly that sick. Okay, let's go to the next one. I've told you this, and here, gee whiz, Lord, and I'm speaking to myself. I'm just frustrated with this at times, more than not. I had shared with the people 1,000 times on this radio program that I seen when I was a kid a movie called Kill or Be Killed. It was a martial arts movie. I was just a little kid. I used to love Bruce Lee and all that. Again, let me use the word nonsense because that's exactly what it is. It's not applicable. It's fake. It's martial arts. It's an art. It's fake. But what's interesting is I see in the movie Kill or Be Killed, and when I see what's going on through corrupt politicians, I'm saying to myself, wait a second, metaphorically speaking, let me just say it this way. Either you kill the illegal agendas, or those that are advocating the illegal agendas are going to kill you. Speaking of which, keep it into context, enemies. It's kill or be killed. Either the people stand up, I know, Bradley, hey folks, listen, just today again, what are we supposed to do? How many times a show do I tell you what you need to do? Here, let me say it this way. While the world is in protest concerning the last 3.5 years of the pandemic, America, where this was all spawned out of under Donald Trump, right? Operation Warp Drive. Isn't it interesting? The world is in protest, acting more like the posterity of our forefathers than the American people. Where are they? Fast asleep. Matthew 13:25. The enemy sows tares when men slept. Men in America and women in America, they sleep with their eyes wide open. They know nothing of their history. But the world's in protest, and Americans are saying, what are we supposed to do? And what's terrible about all of this is the world is praying for America to get it right. Here, let me show you something. I continuously bring up this point. I give you the answers, but again, it's the answers people don't want. And if they do want them, they don't want to be the ones to bring them. Article 2, Section 4 says that we impeach for the smallest of infractions, for the smallest of lies. Ask President Johnson, who went ahead of acting outside of his scope of authority back in the 1800s, who was impeached for appointing somebody without the approval of Congress, which is the people. One infraction, that was it. He was impeached. One. There's your answer. But not to stop there, but to also, once they're impeached, they need to be prosecuted, because once the prosecution comes, the gauntlet of the people, bringing justice that guards our liberties, that's what's going to send the message to the rest of them, we're not putting up with you. That's going to teach them the fear of God. But until you fear God, they're not going to fear God, Proverbs 16:6. Let me show you what's going on in Brazil right now. Okay, this is America. Learn from the foreigners right now. This is Brazil. This is a foreign country demanding the impeachment of their said president. Look at this. Do you see what happens, friends, when people stand up? What are they going to do? Hey, Americans, I got a question for you. What are they going to do when the mob has had enough? What are they going to do when the people stand together? And you know what's terrible is the media is dividing people. Americans are saying the same thing. Another prime example of when I was in the store today, a lady said, "So Bradley, what's new?" We started talking. And we were talking about how people have been voted in that the people didn't vote in. And how 94% of the people don't believe the media. And how Joseph Stalin warned that it doesn't matter who does the voting, it matters who does the counting. And they all laughed and they all agreed with me. But did they do anything more than laugh and agree with me? In most cases, no. But I'm telling you that to say this, those walls need to come down between the people so you all can understand you're all saying the same things. Hey, folks. Brazil's saying the same things. How are they going to control this? Americans, how are they going to control this? They're not going to be able to control it. And see, that's what has to happen. The people need to take it above the heads of the mockingbird media. You already know they're lying. You already know they're censoring speech. You already know that they're suppressing. You already know that they're driving the narrative. Quit pretending with them. And do what the people in Brazil did. Brazil is out in an absolutely huge number today calling for the impeachment of the socialist president, Lula da Silva. Maybe they love their country more than Americans do. I mean, really, that's what it comes down to, right? Look at that. What are they doing? They're standing up and they're saying absolutely not. Let me go back to my point now. Kill or be killed. Either you deal with corrupt politicians, you impeach them, and you prosecute each and every one of them and those that are affiliated with them, or you will be undone, and you and your posterity will be enslaved. Is that a threat? No. It's just the judgments of God. It will come to pass. Look at this. LifeSite News just highlighted the fact that in Canada, they proposed a Canadian law could see Christians jailed for quoting the Bible. Well, you better make room for me because I'll be the first one to go. You take it lightly, Brad. Oh, no. My blood is all over the post. My efforts are all across the boards in this country. And I have been a faithful witness where I'm free from the blood of men because I am not going to sit back and watch this happen. This sodomite across the border in Canada, Mr. Trudeau, he's a sodomite. He worships Allah. He is a total little pawn under the hand of Klaus Schwab, and everybody knows it. And Canada, you need to get it right as well. And it's not enough for everybody in the country to just go ahead and get all the truckers together and put a stop to it. No, that's a good start. But again, you have to impeach and you have to prosecute. If you don't, folks, they're trying to incriminate those people that are Christians. And it's exactly what we've told the American people is coming. Well, it's in Canada, yeah, but they're only about 10 years in front of us right now. And the way that they're hastening all of these judgments, the Lord is, I'll tell you what, you better get your game on, folks, because you're losing what you have if you're going to stand back and tolerate this. Shut the door, prosecute the politicians. Shut the door.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I just want to thank Bradley for all he's doing to bringing awareness into the minds of people in our nation. We've lost track of what freedom looks like, what liberty looks like, and Bradley Dean is doing a great job of bringing that back to the masses. Bradley, keep up the great work.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Okay, so again, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm just highlighting right now, in Canada, they're proposing what they call a law. Folks, this is communism when they use the law against the law. That's what they're doing. You already know in every, folks, France, Germany, Australia, New Zealand, you all see those that have been planted in the positions as the prime ministers, the presidents, whatever the case is, you all see them pushing forth the same agenda that the likes of a Klaus Schwab is calling for and that Bill Gates are paying for. They're all bought and paid for. George Washington said of politicians, you know, to beware of the highest bidder, that's what they go for. And they're looking for the highest bidder. They've sold themselves out, like Judas did when they kissed the Son of Man in Luke 22:48. That's what politicians are. And it's just a matter, every step that they take, warring against God's truth is really a judgment unto themselves, but it's going to fall on the church in the process first and foremost. Because there's freedom nowhere, friends, where someone hasn't laid themselves on the altar of sacrifice to give you the freedoms that you have, and it was a preacher that did just that. This kind of stuff right here, this guy right here, I got up on the screen, sonsoflibertymedia.com or beforeitsnews.com, proposed Canadian law could see Christians jailed for quoting the Bible. Isn't it interesting they put their hand on the Bible? And it shows you they're not there serving the Lord. These people are from that generation. Your sin is finding you out, man. For anybody in any country to stand back and allow them to attack everything you are and let them get away with it, when you all the well know that they're not working to uphold the law but tear it down on the behalf of special interest groups, I just gave you the answers that you claim that you want. And so did Brazil. And so did Brazil. Deal with the corrupt politicians, hold them accountable, and folks, the bottom line is they need to be held accountable for their transgressions against the laws that they swore to uphold, okay? That's your answer. I want to show you this too, and then I'm going to take this phone call, and then I'm going to make one more point. Why is this going on? Yeah, I've highlighted numerous times about how the church is called to be the moral compass of society. When that goes, everything else goes. There was a video that was circulating, and I want you to see this. The American church is the greatest advocate to abortion. They're the greatest advocate to illegal immigration. They're the greatest advocate to the sodomite agenda. If you see crime within the halls of government, it falls to the pulpits in America. Why? Because over 300,000 pulpits remain silent when in fact they should stand up and protest. They have no idea what I just said. They have no understanding of what Protestant means. None. Okay, Protestant. Look at this church. This is in Cincinnati. They call it a church. It's not a Church of Jesus Christ, just so we can make clear. This was during the Super Bowl weekend, and I want you to see this. This is not the church. There's no cross. It's idolatry. Shame. And this is the responsible party for what's going on.
Give it up for the best referee in the land.
Give it up for the best referee in the land. Wait, let me guess. Jesus? Embarrassing. Stacy, Rochester, Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you? Do I got Stacy? Oh, we'll try that again. Stacy,
are you there?
I'm here. Thank you. No, that's all right.
I'm standing in the balmy February weather of Minnesota brought to us by geoengineering.
Yep.
It should stop as well. We don't know what long-term breathing in of plastic microplastics could do to us. But I did call my representative today, and I told him I was very unhappy with what they're doing. I think that's what we all have to do, and then we have to march. You know, we have to give them warning, and you know, we have to follow the rules. We said, hey, this is not okay. And then if they know, and I'm sure other people call, what they're doing is wrong. And
well, it's
they
not
didn't
wrong.
Have anything. Oh, we'll help you. I didn't get to talk to anybody. It's like, okay. And
yeah.
I can guarantee no one's going to hear what I had to say.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
We're not being represented.
Hey, I'll tell you what. You can think that all that you want to, Stacy, that nobody wants to hear what you have to say. But if you ever pay attention to the censorship and suppression going on over here, they care all the more about what I have to say. And that just shows you that they care about what you have to say, too. And it shows you as well that you're a threat to their establishment. So you keep talking. Here's the other thing. We have to follow the rules. Isn't that interesting that the American... And I'm all... Listen, I'm all for reformation. I'm all for the law. I love the law. It's in my heart. Isaiah 42:21, Psalm 40:7. The list goes on. Jesus came to not abrogate it, but to magnify it. Here's the thing. Isn't it interesting? The message is we have to follow the rules, but those that are supposed to be there to magnify the law to establish our freedoms, they don't have to follow the rules. That's what the American. That's what the American people are up against. Can I ask who you? What is your? Who is your said representative? Can I ask?
Amy Klobuchar.
Oh, yeah, you got a handful right there, don't you? And did you get a personal time with her, or did you just talk to one of her assistants that just nicely brushed you off after listening to your comments?
Not only was it brushed off, but I said, now I want to know how this is going to make a difference. I said, now I want to know what the stance is and what when you're getting back to me. He didn't take my number. He said, I'm just taking the phone. And he pretty much didn't have anything. He was, and I know I'm not being represented by her. And I said, no one's going to put up with this. If you think that you're going to send more money to Ukraine, we're looking at 300% increase in just basic eggs, you know, for one example.
Yeah.
You're out of your mind.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, if they think, oh, well, you know, you'll just starve, you know, they're living here. You know, they're packing all the money. We need to impeach them all and then sue them. They got all that money hidden away, and that'll feed us.
Well, here's the other thing. Here's the other thing, Stacy, and I got to make this quick. I'll go ahead and let you finish your point, and then I got to answer off air. Got 2 minutes left.
Well, I appreciate what you're doing, and I'm going out. I'm sharing the gospel. I'm going out. I'm changing churches. I go to my big church. I can't even talk to the hireling.
Yeah, that's right.
they have some executive secretary that won't let you in to have a meeting.
Yeah.
Because it's their eternal soul that I care about.
Yep. No, I know, and I see it too, but you know what? That's why we need to come together. Stay tuned, Stacy. I totally appreciate you, kid. We need to get together, and we've been doing that. And again, we'll talk about that on a different day, different show. But again, this is what needs to happen. I had a couple thoughts, but this is how I wanted to end the show. You know that the mainstream media has been complicit in the cover-ups for conspirators for decades in this country, for centuries. And this has been going on because the American people think that somehow or another it's free speech to drive a propaganda narrative to cover up for conspirators, when in fact it isn't. Here's another prime example. AP, total folks, I've had these people come after me how many times? Associated Press, roasted online after bending backwards to avoid linking students' death to illegal immigrants. Now, why is the mainstream media not only withholding information and jeopardizing your lives and protecting their cronies and their partners that they're working hand in glove with, Isaiah 28, verse 18, but why is it that they're trying to cover for the illegals now concerning their crimes against the American people? Well, folks, this is another front, and this is also the other side of what I've always told the American people, that you need to deal with the corrupt politicians and those that are working hand in glove with the mainstream media, because there's no truth in these people. This is, let me just say it this way, this is not legal, what they're doing. This is not legal. And Americans, you under God are the law. Again, just making reference, as long as you want to maintain your freedoms, then you better start acting out as the law against those that mean to pervert and transgress the law. We love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.